In the bleak cells of Guantanamo Bay, Mohamedou Old Slahi found resistance through an unexpected weapon, words. His Guantanamo diary stands as the first memoir written by a detainee while still imprisoned, later adapted into the film The Mauritanian, starring Jodie Foster. What makes this account extraordinary isn't just its unprecedented perspective, but Slahi's astonishing capacity for humanity and even humor in the face of systematic torture. Written in English, his fourth language, learned largely from his captors, the diary reveals not just the horrors of America's post-9/11 detention system, but the resilience of the human spirit when faced with the most dehumanizing circumstances imaginable. Through his words, we witness how an innocent man navigated a labyrinth of injustice while somehow maintaining his fundamental humanity. Slahi's ordeal began on January 21, 2000, with his detention at Senegal's Dakar Airport. Though initially released, his life changed forever. After 9/11, he voluntarily reported to Mauritanian authorities, believing his innocence would prevail. Instead, he became ensnared in suspicion due to his cousin's connection to bin Laden and his past travels to Afghanistan. A series of renditions followed. From Mauritania, he was sent to Jordan in November 2001. Despite 8 months of interrogation, leading Jordanian intelligence to clear him of terrorism charges, he was transferred to American custody. In July 2002, he was moved to Bagram Air Base, then to Guantanamo Bay on August 5, where he would spend the next 14 years. Throughout this period, Salahi's attempts at cooperation proved futile. His diary reveals a bitter truth. Cooperation meant telling your interrogators whatever they wanted to hear. In August 2003, under Rumsfeld's approved Special Interrogation Plan, Salahi endured systematic torture designed to break him completely. Subjected to extreme cold, sleep deprivation, sexual humiliation, religious desecration, and physical beatings, he simply states, "They broke me. I told them everything they wanted to hear." During his birthday party, a brutal beating that left him semi-comatose, Salahi could only track time by the toilet drain's brightness. Guards restricted his bathroom access when he attempted to pray. Interrogators employed relentless psychological torture, threatening to detain his mother at Guantanamo, forcing saltwater consumption until vomiting, sleep deprivation, and constant noise. Female interrogators exploited his religious beliefs through sexual humiliation. Under this duress, Salahi began fabricating confessions, agreeing to every accusation, including a false confession about recruiting jihadists for Canada that became key evidence against him. The diary reveals torture's ineffectiveness in gathering intelligence. Salahi created elaborate stories to satisfy interrogators while protecting innocence. Even when he passed two government polygraph tests indicating his innocence, the results were ignored and torture continued, revealing a system focused on punishment rather than truth. Genuine human connections formed between Salahi and some of his guards and interrogators. Guards would sometimes cry when leaving, expressing friendship and hope for his release. These moments of connection across the captor-captive divide revealed the enduring power of human empathy in dehumanizing conditions. Salahi developed friendships with several guards, whom he nicknamed Marine and Big G. They gave him a Steve Martin book with personal messages, one noting it was impossible not to like a character like Salahi despite their professional relationship. These bonds were complex. Salahi describes crying when a female guard hurt herself, then hiding these feelings from fellow detainees. He struggled with feeling compassion toward those who had caused him such pain. The relationships extended to intellectual territory. Salahi recounts philosophical debates about faith with Marine, a conservative Catholic, discussing the nature of belief versus knowledge. These exchanges created rare moments of equality and mutual respect, demonstrating how human connection persists even in the harshest circumstances. From childhood, Slahi dreamed of becoming a writer and teacher, gathering neighborhood children to teach them using walls as blackboards. This early passion for education would later become his strongest form of resistance. In Guantanamo, denied pen and paper, Slahi would trace words with his finger on his body, infuriating his interrogators. When finally granted writing materials, he documented his experiences as a way to fight the government's narrative. After the Supreme Court ruled that detainees could challenge their detention, Slahi wrote his story in a green spiral notebook, structuring it as attorney-client letters to prevent seizure. He worked tirelessly, even asking guards for help with English expressions. Despite writing in his fourth language under extreme circumstances, Slahi produced a work of genuine literary merit, filled with vivid characterizations, sharp dialogue, and unexpected humor. When his 466-page manuscript was published in 2015, it contained over 2,600 black box redactions from government censors, visual reminders of the ongoing attempt to control his narrative. In 2010, U.S. District Court Judge James Robertson granted Salai's habeas corpus petition, finding the government's evidence, primarily confessions obtained through torture, insufficient to justify his detention. However, the government's appeal kept Salai imprisoned for 6 more years while his case languished in legal limbo. During this time, his published diary became an international bestseller. In June 2016, a periodic review board determined Salai posed no significant threat and approved his release. On October 16, 2016, after 5,445 days of detention without charge or trial, he was finally freed and returned to Mauritania. His last day at Guantanamo began with the longest 2 hours of his life, followed by a final shackling and escort to the Red Line. He was transported by bus to a ferry, then blindfolded for the cargo plane flight home. Upon landing in Mauritania, his restraints were removed. When the U.S. ambassador began walking away, Salai requested to greet him. They shook hands, the ambassador offering just 2 words, "Welcome home," a brief response to 14 years of injustice. Salahi's diary stands as one of the most important first-person accounts of the War on Terror, revealing Guantanamo's realities through the eyes of someone who endured its worst abuses yet maintained his humanity. The diary puts a human face on abstract debates about detention policies, forcing us to confront what values we compromise in the name of security and at what cost to our society. Beyond politics, the diary showcases resilience, faith, and forgiveness. Salahi's ability to maintain his moral compass and find moments of connection amid darkness demonstrates the strength of the human spirit. Despite documenting terrible abuses, Salahi maintains hope and faith in justice, writing, "I believe most Americans want justice." His story, silenced for years, reminds us of our shared humanity and challenges us to build societies where dignity prevails over fear.